Hey guys, welcome back to the Evan and Caitlin podcast. Today we're going to be reacting to all of y'all's assumptions about us. Oh my gosh, I've been so excited to get to this podcast. Like, there have been so many great, strange, sometimes controversial, and just generally interesting assumptions.
Yeah, we had probably 1,500-ish assumptions submitted. There's no way we can get to all of them today. We tried to break them down into various categories, but we're probably just going to jump around from category to category today. And if you guys like this podcast, let us know, and we'll do episode 2 with more of the assumptions because there's so many good ones.
Yeah, assumptions about us, our home life, our relationship, our social early lives, like
our work,
all sorts of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe let's just start with the general assumptions about us. And honestly,
the ones I couldn't fit into another category.
I tried not to look at the assumptions too much so I can be hit with all of this fresh. Caitlin organized it all. Mm-hmm. But I did see some, and they're just so interesting. Like, one that stood out to me, like, Caitlin has horse people energy or something like that.
Let's start there. There were so many. Okay, I wrote down a couple of them, but yeah. There were so many. Let me.
Can I just search for horse?
Yeah, search for horse.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we have one from Conrad. I think Caitlin was a horse girl at some point. There's several and some related ones too. From Daya Shree, I think Caitlin was a farm girl. From Ruby, I assume Caitlin was a country girl. I don't know why it didn't dawn on me, because I've been watching Jenna Marbles joke about how she has horse people energy with her super long hair that she never cuts. And I never realized that, like, I might also have horse people energy. But the thing is, like, I'm not and have never been an actual horse person. Horses kind of scared me when I was younger. Not going to lie. I've ridden one maybe twice in my life.
I've ridden horses more than Caitlin. Why don't I have horse people energy?
Yeah. Doesn't Evan have horse people energy?
I rode horses on mountains. I've galloped on them. I got thrown off a horse off of a mountain.
Yeah, you did. Well, not all the way off.
Not all the way off. But down, like, the mountain.
Down the mountain. Yeah. That's why I was scared of them. Horses are very scary. I always thought that I had more cat people energy because that's how I identify myself.
You have that too.
Wait, too? So you think I also have horse people
energy? No, like, you definitely have cat person energy.
I do think
there's
part
also
of it,
so many assumptions about Caitlin and cats. That's like, that could be a whole podcast.
Yeah. I do think part of it, and this was another assumption. There are lots of assumptions about my hair.
Mm.
So I assume Caitlin, this is from Daisy, I assume Caitlin has had long hair her whole life. Haruhi, I assume Caitlin has a really crazy hair routine. So I think the super long hair is part of the horse people energy. It's actually
fairly
more just,
recent.
No, I mean, I've always, well, not always. Yeah. For most of my life, I've had decently long hair. In middle school, I chopped it off and went for the Rachel from Friends cut, even though I did not watch Friends at the time. I didn't watch it till I was an adult. And then in college, I chopped it off to where it was like a very short bob.
You look good with a bob.
Thank you. I dyed it black, had a short bob and bangs.
Definitely had a crush on her.
Yeah, you did at that time. No, I had a crush on you at that time.
Was that the beginning of?
It was junior year.
Oh, that was junior year.
That's
okay,
when I had a crush on you.
Sophomore. It's all mixed up.
Yeah, it's all mixed up. But yeah, I think the super long hair is part of the horse people energy. But so I mostly don't cut it because it's really expensive to get your hair cut. And I'm very lazy. And I don't like putting any energy into my hair. And so, like, even leading up to quarantine, I hadn't cut it. Like, I had already put it off for a few months. And then everyone has to be quarantined, and so now it's like down to my butt, and I really want to get it cut. And like, even my dad,
the only one available is me.
Yeah, even my dad's like, your hair is getting kind of long. So I think we want to do a video potentially where Evan cuts my hair. We just haven't had time to do it yet.
It's also interesting that they assume that you have a crazy hair routine, but you've actually like efficiently optimized your routine to the point where it's the least amount of time needed
to
maintain good hair.
I've trained my hair to where I don't I like barely have to wash it ever.
Yeah, and your curls last like a week.
Yeah, I curl it like once a week. I can go a long time without washing it. And I sleep in buns, two buns, where I like twist it in the same direction of the curls. And then, so like if you're watching, I know a lot of people listen, if you're watching to the video, or if you're watching the video on YouTube now, I have like some curls left over. That's probably from like a couple days ago when I spent about 5 minutes just curling the front because we were about to stream.
And the back is straight?
The back is straight. but no, it's very low maintenance because I don't like putting time into it.
I don't know why that stood out to me. Probably because it was one of the top voted ones and it was one of the only ones I saw, but that was pretty funny. What were some of the ones that really stood out to you?
Well, I want to do some Evan specific ones because we had a couple Caitlin specific ones. Here's one about your hair. Okay. This was the top.
The top?
Yes. The top comment, if I sort by top, it's from Phoenix. I assume Evan grew his hair out longer just once, possibly a mullet or something similar, and it probably went well with the beard.
Not at all.
No. But you did used to have an afro.
I used to have a little bit of an afro. I mean, my hair has been strange my entire life. When I was really young, like when I was a baby, it was more brown hair. And then when I was like 7 or something, I had kind of straight blondish hair, dirty blonde. And then as I hit puberty, I had dark curly hair.
Which lasted through college.
Yeah, in college, I was like curly hair.
Yeah.
And then at the end of college, it went straight again.
Yeah. Your hair is weird.
I don't understand it. It's been on a journey, but I've never had long hair. Although during swim practice, once every year when we went to districts and regionals and stuff, we would shave our arms, shave our legs, buzz our hair and stuff. So before we buzzed our hair, we would always do weird things to our hair. Like I shaved like a smiley face into my friend's, like the back of his head. I dyed my tips blonde. I did all sorts of weird things to my hair because I knew I'd shave it off soon after. So it's like, might as well have fun for a little bit and have strange hair and be able to experiment with it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's the extent of my hair journey.
I have wondered what you would look like with long flowing locks.
I wonder what stages I'd have to go through in order to get long hair.
There would be awkward stages.
There'd be awkward stages.
Where it's kind of like a bob. Imagine if it was just like hair.
I'd have to do that's why people do the man bun.
That's why you do the man bun, yeah.
Oh, to get through the awkward bob stage.
Yeah. I had to go through the awkward bob stage, but I was a girl, so it was a little less awkward.
When you were growing it out from your pixie cut to the normal?
Yeah, and growing out the bangs, that's really awkward. Because I had blunt bangs straight across. And so those just grow out and like all your hair is long and the rest is just like, you know, it's at your nose, or it's at your mouth or it's at your chin.
Well, in the bob too, it's like, it was like you had longer hair here and shorter hair at the back.
Yeah,
right?
It was kind of short and spiky in the back.
Yeah. So that was probably the most awkward because normal hair is longer in the back and short in the front.
For like long cuts usually.
Shows what I know about hair.
Maybe I shouldn't have you cut my hair.
No, it's going to be fun. Trust me. one thing that a lot of people assumed very wrong things about us, which is very interesting, how much we travel and our travel history.
Yes.
Bethany Smith said, I assume that you guys rarely take vacations or trips because it seems like you're always so busy.
I would say that assumption currently.
Oh, yeah, currently.
Currently is true. The past few years since we started the channel, mainly our trips have been work related. So like collabs and events.
Yeah. Let's see. I assume that you guys were the kind of people that went to a landlocked honeymoon state from Kate V. We went to Thailand. So,
but yeah, no,
awesome.
There were several, related travel ones, of people that thought we didn't, or like,
never left Texas.
Yeah. Or like didn't, or grew up in one place mostly.
I think we've talked about it in a few past podcasts where we talk about our past, but we both lived in about 7 or 8 places growing up. Both of us traveled a whole bunch when we were growing up. And I think I've been to over 50 countries.
You've been to a lot of countries.
I haven't made a list of them. Yeah. I actually started making a list once, and I was like texting my parents and everything. But so much of the travel that I went on was when I was like between 3 and 9. So I don't remember a lot of it. But we traveled a lot.
Yeah. When I was younger, we mostly like traveled within the States because we have a lot of family. Well, you have a lot of family spread out too, but because of your dad's job, it like allowed for international travel. We would travel decently around to like visit family and friends, but we didn't move a lot. So like, I went to 3 elementary schools, 2 middle schools, 2 high schools, and you're probably similar.
I did 3 middle schools, 1 high school.
3 middle schools? Middle school is only 3 years.
I did 1 middle school for half a year, 1 middle school for 1 year, and
1 for another year and a half?
I don't know. Maybe I did 4 middle schools. Because I was moving in the middle of the year, and we moved out once a year. So I might have done 4 middle schools, even though it's only 3 years.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Your moves were more concentrated than mine.
More concentrated,
mine were more, we moved like every 3 years.
There was a period there where we moved once a year.
That's crazy.
That was crazy. Hobbies, interests.
Oh, and some of your moves, like you lived overseas. I know we mentioned on the podcast, but I'm not sure if everyone.
In Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates, and in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and lots of places.
Yeah. And in terms of travel, we used to take like a big 2-week vacation every year. We'd save up all of our vacation days. And I think our favorites were probably Thailand and New Zealand.
Yeah. I still would like to travel, but the main thing that's changed is, you know, we used to really like getting away from work and traveling because it was an extended period of time for us to hang out, have adventures, have fun experience, make memories that will like last for a long period of time and like, you know, all of that jazz. But now we're kind of on an adventure all the time, creating videos, creating content, spending time together, sharing new experiences.
A higher cost to travel now too, because we're working for ourselves. And so, you know, when you get vacation days from work, you just leave. Yeah. You don't feel guilty about.
Yeah, you're like, all right, it's someone else's turn to deal with all of the worries. Like, this is what vacation is, and I'm gone. But there's no one to take things over for us because we are our business.
So it's harder for us to turn it off. We can do it for like a weekend. We've done a couple like small trips. But.
Yeah. All right, so we have an assumption from Mary that where she assumes that Caitlin wasn't into any of the nerdy stuff before she met Kevin. Before she met Evan. Oh, you assume wrong.
I would say like we were both into some nerdy things that overlapped and some things that didn't overlap.
I mean,
but we were both into nerdy stuff.
Like video games, Pokemon.
Anime.
I mean, what even is the definition of nerdy anymore? Because nerdy, the term nerdy is like, is it just like I'm into computer programming and circuitry and like, by what level of nerdiness does it count to be
especially
a nerd?
Especially when it's like pretty mainstream these days.
Yeah,
it's like, not like if someone's into Pokemon that everyone's like, oh, you nerd.
And also nerd like used to, like I remember back in middle school days, like nerd was like a little bit of a negative term, but now it's, I don't think it is a negative term.
I feel like it was
anymore.
More associated with like
personality
or like caring a lot about how you did in school
and
stuff. So I was very nerdy in that sense because I was like very straight A. I'd get my homework done before doing any other
thing. That sense, you were way more nerdy than I was.
But I would say you're more nerdy on the tech side of things.
Oh yeah, like I enjoy tech a lot. I just like, look at this tiny little computer that I have. I get so much joy from having this little 9-inch computer in my pocket sometimes.
Exactly. So like, I probably don't nerd out over tech as much. But I would say we are both decently nerds.
Both decently nerds. Rebecca Chavez says, I assume you both have cosplayed at least once.
I have cosplayed.
Have you cosplayed?
Well, also at a certain point, what counts as cosplay versus just like dressing up for Halloween? Is it the amount? I think like to cosplay, it has to be something homemade. But Tony Stark.
I even shaved my mustache and everything to be like Tony Stark facial hair. I made the little like pew pew wrist thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I did, everyone, I say Nyan Cat, even though I know it's wrong. Yeah. Nyan Cat. Is that how you say it, right?
You also partially did Wonder Woman.
Well, yeah, that doesn't count because it's not finished. But I did Nyan Cat.
Nyan Cat.
I always say Nyan, but we said that and we got corrected. But so I made like a Pop-Tart and Rainbow outfit.
Yeah. And like for the same convention that Caitlin wore the Nyan Cat to, I was kind of lazy. So I have a Stormtrooper helmet. That's pretty cool. So I just put on a Stormtrooper helmet, my old lifeguard shirt, lifeguard trunks, and I was
a lifeguard Stormtrooper?
Lifeguard Stormtrooper.
So lazy.
You know, those Stormtroopers, I'm sure, have procedures in place to overwatch those recreational activities so that the Stormtroopers who can't swim have a lifeguard.
It was just so lazy and random. It was mostly like, I wanted to go and wear my costume.
Oh, one thing that tons of people made assumptions about are heights.
Yes.
This is so funny.
I know. It's so, okay.
I think it's just because there's a large difference between us. People get confused a lot.
People get confused. So I'll just read two of the assumptions. From Caleb, I assume that Caitlin isn't actually that small and Evan is just a giant. Here's another assumption from Mavin. Caitlin was one of the shortest people in high school and Evan was one of the tallest. So, Evan is 6'5". Evan is a giant. I am 5'6". I am average to, like, maybe slightly on, like, barely on the taller side for, like, a female height.
Yeah, I was fairly consistently the tallest person in my age range all the time. I think I was 6 feet tall in middle school.
That's pretty tall for middle school, especially because like most of, like, I remember being taller than a lot of boys in middle school.
I played basketball not because I had any skill in basketball.
You could reach over.
It's just because I was so much taller and I'll just stand under the hoop and just catch the balls and pass to people who can shoot. And that's what my utility was. And I accepted that. I didn't play basketball that much. I much rather enjoyed swimming because it was so hot in most of the places we lived, especially when I was growing up in the UAE, and swimming was much more enjoyable than the sweaty outdoor sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of related. And I think that these next assumptions are also often related to the height difference.
Mm-hmm.
From Abby, these are all about our respective ages. From Abby, I assume Evan is older than Caitlin, but it might just be a weird social construct because he's so much taller.
I think it's the beard.
I think the beard
makes me seem so much older. When I shave my beard, there is a period in my in where I accidentally shaved it. If you scroll back in our social posts, a long way.
It was the alcohol ink clocks.
Oh yeah, you can just go to YouTube. Yeah. But like, oh man, I look so baby faced. So baby faced without my beard.
Yeah. Related from Caitlin, I assume that there's at least a 5-year age gap between you. And then from Christy, I'm assuming that Caitlin is much older than Evan by a lot.
That's so, weird. Both
I think
ways.
Most people think we get more comments of people thinking that you are older than me.
But maybe some people assume that you're older because you're more responsible and I'm more chaotic joy.
The truth is, I'm 3 months older than Evan.
And for 3 months out of the year, I get to make fun of Caitlin.
Yes. But we are essentially the same age. We met in school freshman year, both as freshmen. So we're about the same age. I want to scroll down. This is... actually, no. We'll just keep going in order.
Should we go to some of the like controversial tea stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Or should we save that for later?
No. We'll do like... Well, it's not really controversial. But it's kind of funny. Let's go to the drinking, swearing, dirty jokes category.
Yes.
So from Make Shape Create, I assume that Caitlin is a wine drinker and Evan is a beer drinker. Those would both be wrong because they generally taste gross.
There is one wine that we enjoyed a ton on our engagement night. That was delicious.
There's been like a couple beers, but we like...
No, but that wine.
Oh, that one wine. Yeah. When we got engaged.
I've rarely ever liked beer.
There's a couple beers when they're really cold, the like little kind of fruity ones.
Oh yeah, yeah, the fruity ones.
It's like they get them only when we come over.
Yeah,
it's like the pineapple beer. I'm sorry, those are
on the fringes of beer.
Yeah, and like back because we did used to you know, go out drinking and stuff like in our earlier 20s and such. But even then, we would be more likely to get mixed drinks.
Yeah.
And
we both drank a decent amount of beer, but it was like because of drinking games. And that was
because of drinking games.
That was the cheapest thing to drink.
Yeah. And never fully enjoyed it.
So gross. So gross. Thinking back on it.
Maybe we think it's so gross because most of our beer drinking was drinking games.
Like where it's always the cheapest Natty Light or whatever.
And like there's been a ping pong ball that was on the floor thrown into it, you know? I don't know.
I mean, and I think Caitlin has drank more wine than I have. I'm thinking about one story in particular that we're not going to share here.
Maybe that's why I don't like wine anymore. We use more wine for cooking. Okay, another assumption from Spider Ginger. I assumed you guys didn't drink or curse when I first started watching. Not saying it's a bad thing that you do either. So these days, I will say we don't really drink a ton. And I don't know if it's because like we're mostly just hanging out with each other and we don't really need alcohol to be like goofy or silly around each other. Sometimes like if we go on a nice date, we'll like share a fancy drink,
but it's more for like the fancy drink experience, you know. I mean, I know that sounds weird, but like
the fancy drink experience,
you just look at those drinks and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah,
I kind of want to taste like at Melting Pot. They have like this yin yang drink, which is like
white chocolate, dark chocolate,
and all this like ridiculous stuff. And I'm like, I kind of want that. That sounds tasty.
Yeah.
But mainly because it sounds tasty. But
yeah, we don't drink a ton these days. I think we kind of got it out of our system a little bit.
And we don't curse in our videos almost at all. That was a conscious decision that we made because
we want to try to keep things family friendly, one, because like we want to be advertiser friendly just from a business perspective.
Yeah.
But two, it's like, you know, when we started our videos, it was something that like, you know, even before we started the channel, we were telling everyone, all of our family, all of our friends, all of our coworkers, and like we knew that our grandparents would be watching and our young nieces and nephews and cousins would be watching. And it was like, you know, we just decided to kind of play it safe on the cursing front.
And also functionally, I don't see how much it adds. Like, we can express pain, sorrow, regret.
I think it mostly would add humor, but like, or just like maybe a slight bit more of realness. The one time that there's like two times where we did curse in the videos and they're bleeped out.
When I fell through the ceiling.
When you fell through the ceiling, I cursed and I bleeped it. And then there was once where we were making the wooden candle holders.
Yeah.
And you made a sled for the table saw.
Yeah.
And you said it's a really blank sled.
Oh yeah. That's a descriptive word.
Yeah. It was a really bad word, sled.
Yeah.
But we bleeped him out both times. But,
I mean, but
I would say off camera, we swear some.
I'd say like, also, sometimes for projects on the bench, when I get really frustrated, I'd say like I let loose with like some F-bombs, like when I'm like really upset and frustrated, probably like 3 times a year. When like
it's normally if we curse, it's more in like a humorous way.
Yeah,
it's not really out of like frustration, like. I'm trying not to say things because the podcast, we also want to keep family and advertiser friendly. But most of our cursing is probably because we're like quoting something funny or we're just trying to like make each other laugh.
Yeah. And like we're definitely not opposed to curse words. Like,
oh, no, not at all.
Certainly not. I think that they're funny.
Yeah.
And
most
I think
the content we watch has cursing.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, it's just, that's just what we want our content to be.
Yeah.
Cause I think long-term, I think it's just, this is kind of smart. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Winnie, I assume you guys swear a lot off camera. I think we already aggressed that.
Yeah. There's a couple, for some of these, I put, just a couple different.
The wild side of a creative mind. Y'all both secretly have dirty minds when you try to tone it down in videos. I'd say that we while we're not recording and like Caitlin has to cut some things out. But yeah, we make dirty jokes. They're funny. They're so funny.
There's definitely like a side of both of us that is kind of like the humor of a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like mostly most of our dirty jokes are very immature.
Yeah, we'll leave some in. We'll leave like we'll some leave that's some what in. She said, or like we'll like cut it just the right point, or like what
I feel
you,
like
you know?
A good example of it where I probably cut like left in the most was the recent life hacks video.
There are a lot of like things that we said then we like looked at the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but like, that, like that, that's sometimes. A great way to like keep it family friendly,
yeah,
but like make it entertaining it. For the adults too.
Yeah,
you know, it's like if someone understands that joke, it's okay.
Then they're
that
old
they
enough
understand
to understand
that
it.
Joke.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny though.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to some Caitlin specific and some Evan specific assumptions. Okay. So this is from Emma. I assume that Caitlin, like me, is one of those people that gets really flustered and frustrated when she gets angry. I do kind of.
Yeah.
I would say like
you get like so red and flushed.
I cry sometimes too. Like when I get flustered and frustrated and it just makes you more flustered and frustrated. And it's the worst, like in a professional work setting. And it's happened to me in work settings, like talking to bosses before, where like you get so frustrated. You get so frustrated trying to like communicate what you're trying to communicate. And you're also like stressed and worried about communicating that thing. And then like, it doesn't take much for that to turn into like holding back tears. And then once that feeling starts, then it's just a downward spiral. And then if the person talking to you is like, are you okay? Don't cry. Then it's just like, I'm not sad. I'm only crying because I'm so frustrated. You know what I mean?
Like, how many times has it happened in your traditional workspace versus like where we're at now? Not too much at your last job. Your last job wasn't that bad.
It still happened though. I can think of like at least, okay, so here's a silly story I can tell. So I worked in corporate branding for a large company and I was pretty new, and the CEO of the company, was in our little marketing department walking around, and, he needed help with something. And so he and the CMO, the chief marketing officer, had come to me and they were like, hey, do you want to come? Are you available for a meeting at this time? So we can discuss this like presentation, you know, for the CEO of the company. And at that time, there was a going away party for one of our fellow marketing people who was leaving. And I was like, well, I'm not free exactly then because it's so-and-so's going away party. But I'm free like 30 minutes after. And I thought that was like a polite thing to say, because I didn't want to be impolite about a previous commitment. And then, and you know, the CEO was like, okay. But then the CMO, who like I was really cool with, he was really cool with all of us. He came up and he was like, did you just put off the CEO for like an ice cream social? And I was like, oh no, was that bad? I was like a couple months into working at this job and I started getting really flustered and I started crying.
Caitlin's like radiating heat right now.
I'm also
she's
sweaty.
Like, she's
right
like
now.
Like radiating heat right now. She doesn't like socially awkward.
No, I don't, especially when I cry.
Even just recounting that story.
I'm so sweaty right now.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. I'm gonna go turn on the AC. We'll be right back.
All right, I'll read one assumption about me then. While Caitlin turns down the AC, I assume that Evan regularly gets lost, but always has a great attitude about it. You know, it's kind of interesting. Two ways that can be interpreted. Getting lost physically, I almost never get lost physically.
Evan's got
I
a
have
mini map
a
in his head.
Great little mini map in my head. In terms of conversations and thoughts.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
What were we saying?
Ba-dum-sh.
No, but like I so frequently get lost in thoughts, and I've it's something I know about myself, it's something I accept about myself, and it's something that Caitlin accepts too, because she loves me and she's great. But what I've learned to do especially if it's an important conversation. And it's something that really only I only use with Caitlin, but like I'll say, I have feelings and thoughts about this thing. I don't yet have it solidified in my mind. It's just vague feelings. So I'm going to talk it out. What I'm saying isn't final, and I'll eventually get to like the final thought that I have. And then we'll like talk through and help me determine my thoughts.
I think it's funny. No, I think it's a system that works for us.
Yeah.
I think it's funny when like we'll both be working in the office and you're like, I'm going to go do this thing. And you walk into the garage to go do the thing. And like 10 minutes later, I'll get up to go do something. And I see you standing in the garage doorway, just looking lost.
It's not 10 minutes. I haven't been standing in the doorway for 10 minutes.
No. You haven't been standing for 10 minutes, but you might have like gone in, got distracted, done something else, and then realized like, what did I come in here to do? And I'm like, oh, you're going to do the thing. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Or like, you know, on the way there, I'll be like, oh, I need to vacuum this. Oh, let me put up this box. Let me break this down. Let me organize this. And yeah. I'm like, I forgot what I was going to do.
It happens to me too sometimes, but it happens to you more.
A lot more. Yeah.
Okay. I thought this one was funny. From Laura. I assume that Evan is that one white dude that wears shorts in winter.
It's true.
Shorts and flip-flops. My mom is
still concerned about it. She's like, Evan, sweetie, are you cold? Are you like... She's very concerned, and it's very sweet. But it's funny that she's been saying that for years.
Yeah.
I don't like wearing jeans much, and I don't like wearing closed-toed shoes that much. Although I found a good pair of shoes that finally fits me, and I'm wearing closed-toed shoes more.
Yeah, it took a long time.
But yeah, like I'd always wear flip-flops all throughout all year, for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what stopped me? I'm old now, and I'm having back issues when I wear flip-flops. And that's incredibly sad.
I'm sorry, baby.
That's the reason. It's so sad.
I'm trying to convince Evan to get some slides like me. That way, like, because we both like fuzzy socks. I've converted you to fuzzy socks.
Yes.
And when you're in your fuzzy socks, it's really hard to put on flip-flops if you just want to, like, pop into the garage real quick and then come back inside. But slides, that's where it's at.
Evan was a, it sounds like a good idea at the time guy, and then somehow burned off his eyebrows from Cameron Floyd.
You haven't burned off your eyebrows, but you have almost burned off your eyebrows.
It's interesting because I am that type of guy to a small degree. Like, I am the type of guy who just like goes for ideas, but I am also very thoughtful about anything dangerous.
Yeah.
Just because
I think people assume that you are more careless than you are.
Yeah.
Because like those are the parts that make it into the video, but the hours and days and sometimes weeks of careful planning that Evan does when we're doing anything, especially if there's anything remotely dangerous about it.
Yeah. I mean,
everyone doesn't get to see
also
that.
Also in my background, I was designing all sorts of things that humans would interact with where safety was required. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my job was stress testing them with pressure, with like huge hydraulic presses.
Crazy RPMs.
Crazy RPMs, and like measuring things with thermal vision and adding pressure, force sensors, all sorts of sensors, and like stress testing systems and engineering background. You know, that's what we do. It's all about being safe and preparing. And also, the industry that we're in was very safety focused too. So, that's just my background. So, yeah, I like it, but a lot of that isn't really interesting for the video. So we just cut it out.
Yeah, because it's just a lot of like behind the scenes preparing. Yeah. I'm going to jump. There's a couple related ones, all related to us and our individual families.
Yeah.
From Gabriella, I assume Caitlin is the oldest child and Evan is the youngest, or maybe an only. From Pineapple Pie, I assume they are both only children.
Mm.
And from Harley Rose, Caitlin is either an only child or a youngest sibling, and Evan has a younger sibling.
It's so interesting that it's all over the place. It's also so interesting why people assume these things. It's interesting
You know what's interesting? Everyone has their stereotypes about like oldest, youngest, or middle children.
Yeah.
And I feel like we actually kind of fit the stereotypes that I have in my head, but I might have them in my head because we fit them.
Okay, so Caitlin is the oldest child.
I am the oldest child.
I am the middle child.
Evan is the middle child. See,
so every assumption about me was wrong.
Yeah, every assumption about you is wrong. I am the oldest, meaning in the stereotype that I find is like kind of the bossier one. And I like, at least in my sibling relationship growing up, I was definitely kind of the bossier, but also like the goody two shoes kind of a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's I play by the though, rules more.
Because I was semi goody two shoes.
But you are also semi the oldest because you and your older brother are just a year and a half apart.
Yeah.
But I think what I think of the middle child
for 7 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
But what I think of for like a middle child stereotype is actually kind of like peacemaker in a way. Like the oldest child is kind of like stereotypically slightly bossy, slightly goody two shoes. The youngest child is stereotypically kind of spoiled, kind of the baby of the family. And the middle child is more of like doesn't demand as much attention from the parents and is often the peacemaker.
Yeah.
That's what But that's just like what the stereotype that I have in my head.
I don't know if it's because of that, but we do kind of fall into those roles a little bit.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's interesting.
Okay. We have several assumptions based around like where we live and being in Texas and stuff.
And that's so interesting. Well, one, we haven't lived in Texas our whole lives and we grew up all over the place. But it's interesting that just because we're in Texas, there are so many assumptions about us because of that.
Yeah. And I will say like Texas is where we've lived the longest.
Yeah, true. True.
You know, we went to college in Texas and we've lived in Texas since college, albeit a couple different. We've moved a little bit within Texas.
Yeah.
One assumption is from Ranger Raff, that you guys off camera have a strong Southern accent.
No, how we speak is how we speak.
I will say when I'm around my mom's side of the family, I get a little bit more of a Southern accent. You do. Like when I'm around Granny.
Yeah.
Granny. From Hail Me, my assumption, you guys aren't true Texans and don't enjoy things most Texans enjoy.
What would that be? Like.
I can think of some Texan things that we do enjoy.
Like.
We enjoy like Tex-Mex.
We love Tex-Mex.
We like, I don't know. I think of like tubing and stuff. Like tubing's really fun. We haven't done it in years, but we used to.
I still would like to go.
I still would like to go tubing. You know, I used to work at Fiesta Texas. Very Texan.
I'm not sure what like. Can I Google
like? I
love
HEB. I love HEB. Yeah, things Texans like.
Things Texans love. I don't know. Like we love Buc-ee's. Does that count as a thing
Buc-ee's
the Texans
is
love?
Great.
Football?
Nah.
Yeah.
Things being bigger in Texas. Chili. I mean, like I like chili, but I like all types of chilies.
I don't know. This is
Texas
a dumb
flag
list.
And Texas shape stuff. Nah, I don't really care. Tacos. Breakfast tacos.
Tacos. Breakfast tacos.
Breakfast tacos. Definitely live on breakfast tacos.
Love it.
Barbecue in Texas is really good. It's mostly a lot of what we like is food related. And I think we generally like being in a warmer state. This is related to one question that I saw.
Yeah.
Which is from Mr. Xylonx. I assume you guys are scared of snow, but it's okay. We love you anyway. I would say we're not scared of snow. But I like snow when I'm on vacation.
Yeah, I like skiing. I did snowboarding. I got okay at it. But I like skiing more. Caitlin did a little bit of snowboarding and a little bit of skiing.
I like skiing more. Snowboarding was
painful.
The worst thing. Yeah, it was so painful. But I would say like I don't really like the idea of living somewhere where you just have to deal with heavy snow constantly, everything being wet all the time, like having to scrape ice off your car. That sounds super not fun. But I wouldn't say I'm scared of snow. I would just say I would assume to not live with it for a large part of our year. And obviously the heat in Texas in the middle of summer sucks, but I feel like it's easier to deal with than snow. You don't have to like actively deal with it, and you can still be outside. You just find a pool.
Hop in a pool. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. We have an assumption from Stephanie D. Neither of you have lived in Texas your whole life. Evan is more of a morning person than Caitlin. Those are two different assumptions.
Yeah, well, we already addressed the Texas one. Yeah. And
I am not more of a
morning
person.
Evan is less of a morning person than me.
I mean,
I'm the one that gets up and makes coffee.
I'd say one day out of the week, I like can get out of bed
before I do.
Fast. Semi-fast.
Yeah.
Okay, getting into something slightly controversial, we got a question, an assumption from Sonia Yost. You guys are more right-leaning than left, but you don't mention it on your YouTube channel because I think most of your audience leans to the left.
So this is interesting. We got assumptions both ways.
Yeah.
Some assumptions thinking that we're more left-leaning Democratic, some that we are more right-leaning Republican. I think, so we don't really talk about politics and it's not something that like we want to make a habit of talking mm-hmm. about, but we are more left-leaning. I think the reason some people assumed we might be right-leaning is because we're in Texas. Or maybe because like we don't talk, well, I don't know why not talking about politics would make people.
Because like there are outspoken people on both sides.
Yeah, there's outspoken people on both sides.
And all over the place.
It's just not something that, you know, really comes up when we're making DIY videos or playing video games.
I think that one thing that's kind of interesting, though, is I think that in our videos, you would be more free to assume either direction. But I think that for some reason, if you saw us play video games and you saw us reacting to various circumstances, various characters, various themes,
you'd probably assume that we're more left-leaning.
You'd probably assume that we're more left-leaning because we're being exposed to things and reacting to them in certain ways. And you can judge, you can make more assumptions because we're being exposed to more things. Whereas when we're in our garage making soap,
we're only being exposed to like what we are choosing to expose ourselves to instead of like, you know, random questions from chat or like a game we've never played before.
Yeah. Yeah. You stuff know? Like that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And let's just like get all of the controversial things right out of the way right now.
And it's not, I mean, it's funny, like your political leanings are like, it's like controversial, especially right now to be talking about it. The next one isn't, again, it's not really controversial. It's just something that we don't talk about, and that's religion.
Well, I think because, you know, both of these subjects are so complex. They're so big. They're so nuanced. And there are people with strong opinions on both sides.
Yeah.
And saying a short little summary of a big
nuanced, big picture kind of
thing,
theme,
is hard because you can't. There's no way to express all your nuanced feelings about something in a little soundbite.
Yeah.
That's one question of a huge podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
I mean, we can say that we're not religious.
Yeah, we're not religious. A lot of people, I would say most people assume that we were.
Hmm.
Again, I think it's like because we're in Texas and because we don't curse.
Yeah.
That was a lot of the reasonings given is that we were in Texas and because like we don't curse on our channel. Someone actually thought I was Mormon, like until I was in a tank top in one of our clips. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's because like I don't. I mean, I dress kind of conservatively, but it's because we're like in the workshop or like playing video games. So of course I'm just gonna be in like a t-shirt. I want to be comfy.
Yeah, I mean, there's that, but also I mean like. I think that there are a lot. I mean, this is getting into a whole another subject. Maybe we shouldn't even touch on that. I don't know. Like, putting yourselves on the internet is... It's an interesting thing. And I think that our experience with it has been very positive so far. Mm-hmm. We have found an amazing fan base. You guys are so awesome. But just like I was saying with, you know... saying a single sentence about like a complex subject. Like I think guys can wear almost whatever they want and they're not going to get any flack on the internet no matter what. But girls are somehow subject to like all this judgment just based on what they wear, which
is
strange.
You were getting judged for being a shorts guy.
Yeah. But it's just interesting.
Yeah. I typically don't feel judged. I don't think people judge me for just wearing like t-shirt and pajamas.
But that's because it's like the neutral thing, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I wear something very neutral. But it was interesting. to read some of the comments. But yeah, we're not religious really. We have friends and family that are religious and that are from very various religions.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like everybody do what makes you happy as long as you're not hurting anybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Moving on to personalities, I assume that because Evan has such a hearty laugh and big smile that people instantly assume he's the fun one in the relationship from Keith Fitz. Kaylin's fun.
I think you're more fun. I think, so I will say, like, especially because this is kind of like people instantly assume. So I'm assuming like a scenario where we're meeting new people or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I think like you are better in situations with new people at being instantly like easy to approach and good with carrying on conversation. And I struggle a little bit more.
Kaylin gets more flustered.
I get more flustered and I'm a little bit more quiet. And like if we're in a situation and like we get separated, I think I have more anxiety about getting back together because you're like my safety net in social situations.
This one's strongly related. I've always assumed that you guys are actually introverts, especially Kaylin. You just seem like a shy bunny.
That's from Andrea. We are, I would say, both more introverted, but I think I am even more.
Yeah.
I think like you are better at turning on the extroversion when you need to.
I can be extroverted for periods of time, yeah. But it is draining to me.
And I can too. Like, I mean, we go to events and stuff and I can be extroverted, but I think the specific thing I struggle with is like
breaching into a new, like,
oh, if I'm like group. Approaching a circle of people or something, that's near impossible. Or like if I'm carrying on a conversation with someone I don't know super well, I'm not the best at small talking. I feel like you can do that a lot better than
me. I can do that a lot more. I think I don't know if this is at all related. This might just be my personality and I've been like this for my entire life. But like I do remember when I was younger and my parents would have dinner parties with their like coworkers and stuff like that. I'd always just like be chatting away with them and stuff. And maybe it's because there was a lot of that in my life, like meeting new people, moving a lot, having to introduce myself to people. Otherwise I was just going to be like all alone.
I mean, I had to do that too.
Yeah.
But I didn't do as good of a job at it. I mean, I had like friend groups, but like,
were you pulled into them or did you create and push like into something?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Yeah.
Yeah. But I also struggled more, I think.
Yeah.
Like I would do the bare minimum to like get a small group of friends. And then like, I wouldn't really go too far outside of that.
At various iterations of myself. And I say that like, it sounds strange, but like when I moved, I was like, what type of person do I want to become? And what type of person do I want to be? So I'd like kind of test out different like sides of myself, always being true to myself. But like, you know, I would kind of see who I wanted to be. So it's like, I think that, where did we start with this?
And being introverted?
Being introverted, making new groups and how, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. How I think I'm a little bit more introverted than you are.
There was one place where, and it was like one of the places when I was in California, I just like had, I feel bad saying this and it isn't as sad as it sounds, but I kind of like gave up as much on making friends because I was like, we're going to move again soon. And that's when I really got into like personal digital assistants, PDAs and video games. And I like would read Harry Potter books in a day. And like, you know, I just read a ton and played a lot of video games. And honestly, I think back on that time is pretty fondly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like, just having like some me time and just focusing on myself, that's not the worst thing every now and then.
Yeah.
And then there were parts of my life where I kind of did try to become the social hub and that was nice too. I don't know.
I would often find myself actually like latching on sounds bad, but I would often become best friends with the person that was the social hub.
Mm.
And I think that like, I didn't do it on purpose. Maybe I was just like attracted to certain types of friends.
Yeah.
But like, if I look back on my like best friends throughout the years, it was almost always like, you know, whatever girl was like the main party planner, social circle coordinator of the group. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it was like, oh, if I just put an effort to make friends with this one person. No, I don't think so. I don't think I really thought about it. But it's interesting. I was good at being a sidekick friend. I was like the new person sidekick.
Let's see. I assume that you have very similar personalities, but Evan is more silly and childish, whereas Caitlin is less so.
I would say we're pretty like equally silly.
There are times when like we both get to like extreme silly levels. One thing that is interesting is people assume that we aren't as silly in real life as we are on camera. And I think that we've addressed this multiple times, but I think that there are moments where we are even more silly off camera than we are on camera. Now, of course, like we're not silly all the time. That'd be exhausting. You know, oftentimes we're just working at our desks or, you know.
Yeah. I think like in the videos, it's concentrated.
Yeah.
And I do try to include, I mean, if you watch any of our videos, we're not like being silly the entire time, because I think that would be a super annoying video if it was just like 100% laughing and yelling in excitement. But you know, there are a lot of like quieter parts where like maybe we're working on the project and we're not talking. Like we just spent some time like applying finish to a project and we both put on our headphones and we're like listening to podcasts.
It depends on our energy levels. You know, it's like at this point we are kind of more tired and the project has been taking a long time. So we just evaluate, discuss beforehand, like, hey, do you want a podcast or chat? And then we just go with that.
So this is a funny one. Tattle, I assume that every 10 minutes, one of you sings a cute or funny short song, like the Tin Snip songs from the Attic Storage Reno. That is 100% true.
It may not be every 10 minutes, but it's pretty daily. Frequent.
It's like multiple daily. Times throughout the day. And like...
They go in themes. They go in like
we'll get a segments. Tune stuck in our head and we'll just be singing lots of stuff to that tune.
I'll say the majority background song we have is Christmas music.
We sing a lot of things to the tune of Christmas songs and to the tunes of various TikToks now.
Yes, various
just
TikToks.
In the past, you know, year or so, or 6 months since I got addicted to TikTok.
And like a few like jingles that we've made up ourselves that like get repurposed into whatever we're doing.
Yeah. But yeah, we sing a lot.
Yeah.
I just posted a TikTok where I sang. Okay. This is interesting. From Vin, I assume that in a confrontation with a stranger, Caitlin is the one doing the fighting, willing to go physical, and Evan always tries to defuse the situation. Do I seem like a physically confrontational person? I don't think so. That's not true at all.
That's not true at all.
Neither of us are like, we would be more of like, diffuse and like, get out of there. But we don't often find ourselves in situations where like...
This sounds strange. Like, I would definitely rather prefer to defuse the situation and stuff like that. But like, if things did get physical, I'd definitely step in. I get like very upset at the thought of someone like getting like confrontational with you. Like, there aren't many things that upset me, but like, I would get very upset if someone like physically threatened you or something. I don't know. It just...
Ugh. Don't mess with me. Let's see. From Girl Park, I assume that people mistake you guys for being siblings because I sure as heck did. We got several assumptions related to that. We do get comments sometimes, people being like, are they related?
That's strange to me because we are having fun together, or because
we're not super like PDA-ish on videos, so I guess you could watch our videos and not assume that we're in a relationship.
I think that's something that like we generally like you know, going back to cursing and various other things that we try to like,
we just don't want to be that, like, make people uncomfortable.
Not that like showing affection is a bad thing, but like, I don't know, it's like it's also like what videos you film are what people want from you, like setting expectations and everything. And like, we want people to just come and hang out with us. Yeah. Not like,
so we kind of like act the same way that we would if we had friends over. Yeah. Like if there are friends hanging out with us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so
exactly
like
the vibe.
Give each other like a little hug or a little kiss or something.
Yeah.
If someone thought we were siblings, it might, might be a little confusing, but yeah, I don't know why. Do we look alike? We both have brown hair.
I don't see it in any way.
I don't know. But yeah, we do get that comment sometimes that people are like, are they related? Okay. From T. Parker, I definitely think you guys would wear hideously fantastic tacky matching Christmas jumpers. I have a hideously fantastic Christmas jumper that I wear sometimes, but Evan doesn't, and I don't know if they make any in your size. Mine's really old, high school.
In terms of matching, we do very frequently wear the same matching merch shirt, but that's because we wear merch shirts all the time. That's my like primary clothing item that I wear, even when we're not filming, honestly.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. They're great. They're available at shopevanandcaitlin.com. No, but like, it's just, I don't want to put much time and thought into like what I wear. And I know that that's fine. And I might be filming or whatever that day. So I just wear it just because I don't want to dirty like two shirts, yeah. You know? So I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes I do, because I used to be like much more into clothes and shopping and stuff. And sometimes like I do kind of like want a slight bit more. I don't know. Like I think it'd be fun to like dress up slightly more. But like it just doesn't make sense for what we do. You know, like I don't want to wear nice. Even my nice stuff is like. Not that nice. It's just like a slightly fancier t-shirt. Maybe it's got an interesting neckline and some stripes on it.
But like maybe for some, maybe like for cooking videos.
Maybe, but then you get stuff on your shirt.
Yeah, you get oil splatters.
I just don't
want to
like mess
stuff.
Up things. Whereas like merch shirts, if I mess it up, I'll just order another one.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
I think Caitlin's very practical. And I think that's why.
Yeah, I'm very practical. But I did used to get like, much joy. Well, I still do when there's an occasion, but I still like getting cute.
I think you're cute all the time.
Thanks, BB. I think you're cute.
But yeah, maybe as we continue, like, so we did a cooking video. That was like a different type of video. Maybe like if we're doing your makeup, well, no, then we can get like like makeup dust on you and stuff.
No, that's not that big. I don't put on very dusty makeup.
You don't just like spray dust on you?
Only sometimes.
Okay. This one is so interesting. BBG assumes that you guys are extremely chill and lazy couple that isn't super adventurous. Would you consider jumping out of airplanes adventurous?
Or scuba diving shipwrecks?
Or scuba diving or going canyoning?
Yeah.
It's so interesting because like generally we are chill.
Or quitting your jobs to start a YouTube channel.
We are pretty chill, but we are also adventurous and not in any way
We struggle with taking breaks pretty significantly, like to the point where it might be slightly detrimental. So we have a really hard time being lazy.
Now, this is something that I would say. If I think that I do have like a generally lazier personality, but at the same time, I have a strong commitment to follow through with things I start. And we have started so many YouTube channels and that takes an ongoing commitment that you have to keep up with. Mm-hmm. There's expectations all over the place. There's sponsors and there's commitments. And like, I
production
take that very
schedules.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But generally, I think that I would be lazier if it wasn't for all of that. And if it wasn't for like the value that we were building, the like strength of our brand for the future, the channel, all of that. And like what it, the security that it provides for us and all these other things. But at the same time, like I worked really hard at all my jobs too.
Yeah.
That didn't provide that.
Yeah.
And all these other things. So
I think we have a hard time not being productive in some way. We can do it for like we can like take a break at the end of the night to like all read and like you'll play some Minecraft or something.
Now,
for like an hour.
I'll say when I was single for a little bit before dating you, I sometimes would like take a whole day and play video games. All day long, like on a Saturday or something.
I haven't done that since high school.
I'll just play video games all day long. I remember I played like Skyrim, like one day, and I just played Skyrim all day. And like, honestly, by the end of it, I was a little bit grossed out with myself. I just like ate ramen and cereal and takeout and stuff. Kajra. Anyways, But I don't want to do that much. That's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know where I was going with that, but.
Yeah. I would say I don't think you can have a YouTube channel that you're doing full time and also
be lazy.
You can maybe be a little bit lazy if you've gotten yourself to a point where like maybe you can take weekends off, yeah. But we are far from being able to take weekends off.
Now, I think that, like, interestingly, of all of the crazy things which we've done, scuba diving, jumping out of airplanes and parachuting?
Skydiving?
Skydiving.
Cave diving.
Cave diving. Cave tubing.
That's what I meant. Cave tubing.
Cave tubing.
Canyoning. Sea cave boating? Remember when we went to the sea caves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
It's mostly on vacations because, like, there's not that much crazy stuff you can do around here.
Yeah. But I think of all of that, the biggest, most exciting, most rewarding adventure we've been on, it sounds so corny, but I'm a corny person.
You are corny. I love
you. Is starting this YouTube channel with you.
Yeah.
It's been the most exciting, the most rewarding, the most, like, fulfilling, like the memories we've made doing this and everything and just... The whole adventure of it has been so exciting, and having someone to share it with, I certainly wouldn't be able to do this by myself. No way. Not just the workload, because both of us share the workload.
It'd be too emotionally exhausting.
Too emotionally exhausting, and like it would be much harder to share the true joy of all the wins with someone who wasn't doing it with you. Now, yeah. I could be completely wrong because
We've never been in that other situation,
but like, it's been so great sharing all the successes with someone who knows how much went into this.
Mm-hmm.
And when things go wrong, we can talk each other out of that stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we might need to wrap up the assumptions for now. We still have so many
we didn't even get to a third.
No, we still have so many assumptions about younger, yeah. About our social lives, about our home life, about our work, about our relationship. We maybe hit a quarter of them. So we're going to go into our thing of the week. But if you guys liked this, let us know. We would love to answer more of these because there's a lot of very fascinating ones that I think it would be fun to address.
It's so interesting to see the assumptions. This is a great topic. And we need to acknowledge that this isn't something that like we came up with originally.
Oh, no, it's a trend on YouTube.
Yeah. They're like, we didn't get it from a single individual person. It's just like we see it a lot.
A bunch of people
like,
have done
we
it.
We should do that too. So it's interesting. Okay. Do you want to go with your YouTube recommendation? I'll do a product recommendation.
Yeah. Thing of the week. Cue music. Okay. So my thing of the week is a channel that popped up on our homepage. And I think it's because we watch a lot of Drew Gooden and Danny Gonzalez.
Yeah, it's like because you watch, it was Drew and Danny Gonzalez that got helped us find him.
But his name is Jarvis Johnson, and he does like just very funny commentary. If you like Drew or Danny's channels, I think you'll like Jarvis's channel.
Great, like dry commentary and humor.
So many puns.
Tons of puns.
I respect the pun game very much. And I would say, like, if you're looking somewhere to start on his channel, he does some really hilarious like commentaries on really bad reality TV. So like. The Bachelor, Bachelorette ones, the Love is Blind.
But he also does like commentary on YouTube drama or just like all sorts of
like weird, sketchy YouTube channels.
Oh, of which there are a lot.
Yes. But but we've been liking his videos. We've been kind of binge watching them recently. Yeah.
And my thing of the week is something that I got for myself because I kept on stealing Caitlin's.
Yes.
So a while ago, it's like, because I worked at a company that like had like a person that went around and helped you be ergonomic at work, which I should like get back into my ergonomic position.
As you adjust
like,
your chair.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I should be better ergonomically. Look, I am perfectly ergonomic now.
I'm not.
But Caitlin has some bad ergonomic habits at a desk. And we spend so much of our time at desks. You know, like the majority of our work time is at desks, especially Caitlin, because she edits the, and we have a lot of, anyways, this is besides the point, but, so I've had a lot of like ergonomic habits drilled into me. And one thing that I see that has helped with sitting properly at a desk is you get a little foot rest for your feet. And that kind of helps align your whole body. You can look up like proper ergonomic postures online, but there's a little foot rest. And I kept on stealing Caitlin. So I got one for myself finally. So now we both have little feet rests. And if sitting at a desk is something that you do a lot, you should maybe look into a footrest and also raising your monitor up higher, because that's the other big thing that I see a lot of people not doing well in terms of their ergonomics. Looking and down at monitors, bad. Straight neck. The top of your monitor should be about level with your eyes when you're sitting up straight.
And the footrest specifically, it's so it's a little free standing thing. It's like a
little
foam
cushion.
Like a little foam cushion that's domed on top, and it has little grippy things on the underside so it doesn't slide. It's very lightweight, easy to keep under your desk, easy to like scooch out of the way when you don't want it, and like pull back with one socked foot when you do want it. But yeah, it's pretty sweet. We both have one.
And I think that takes us to the end of the episode. Wow, that
was a long episode.
Time went by fast.
I know.
Time
went I hope you guys like this episode, because I really want to react and answer to more of the assumptions. So let us know.
Maybe even if they don't like it, we'll still do it.
It's our podcast.
All right, guys. Well, anyways, hope you enjoyed it. And as always, we really appreciate seeing those reviews. They're always a great pick us up. If we're having a bad day, we just like looking at the podcast reviews, because they're the most wholesome thing. So if you are so feeling inclined, you can leave us a review on the Apple iTunes store. It helps people find us, but I'm not sure what people would do if they found our podcast on like iTunes. They'd be so confused. They're like, who are these people and why are they talking about these things? Who cares? Anyway,
let's confuse people by boosting our podcast in the ranks so that people who don't know us find it.
All right, guys. Hope you're having a good day. We'll see you next time.
Bye.